Welcome to the Successful Farming Podcast. I'm Lori Boyer. Today, my guest is Michael Hinton. He is the founder of a website called TalkingTractors.com. Michael, I know this is a project and a passion of yours that you have been working on and working towards for quite some time.
It is, yes, very much so. I actually had a website, theantiquetractorshow.com, back in 2008 until about 2013. And then life changes. I moved and I shut the website down, but it's been a long passion of mine to have it start back up again. And so very, very happy with that.
Michael, tell me about your background. Tell me more about yourself. What led you to developing and even the desire to want to develop this website? And then, of course, we'll be talking about that website during our conversation. But I'm interested in getting some background on you and the whole project.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, boy, background. Born and raised here in South Central Kansas. I'm a, what did I call myself here? An alumni of the heartland, truly so. When I was growing up, I had wheat fields and soybeans and just agriculture, all four corners areas of the home that I grew up in. And also grew up watching Roger Welsh, CBS Postcards from Nebraska correspondent. And really, he helped shape a lot of my background from very early on, his mannerisms, his genuine honesty. And I just absorbed that growing up. And so that's kind of where my story began. I've been married for 35 years to my beautiful wife, Tanya. We have one daughter who's grown and married, lives in Missouri. Let's see, we have two wonderful Shelties that keep us occupied as empty nesters. Let's see, I'm a director of sales and marketing at AgTrax. And AgTrax is a software development firm for agribusiness type services. We develop software for accounting and grain bin management software. So it all plays into my background and career and what I've aspired to be. And so do that. And then, like I say, from my background, my father-in-law has had a great impact on my passion for antique tractors. He's got over probably 15 to 20 of them. And he really started all this. And I had three antique tractors of my own for a number of years, and I've since sold those, but looking to get back into that as well. But what really started the website, back to your question, was for Father's Day this past year, my father-in-law had never been to an antique tractor show, and the Red Power Roundup was about 4 hours away from our home and his home in Kansas here. And so I took him up to that in Grand Island, Nebraska. And there were over 400 tractors there, and it was just awe-inspiring. And so I got back home, and I started thinking and thought, you know, I had a website once, and I really want to start that back up again and really share what I feel passionately about is the preservation of antique heritage tractor machinery. Like I say, it goes back to my early childhood and Roger Welsh. It's just, there's something about tractors and just being on a tractor and agriculture. It really has just been formed the basis of my life and legacy that I want to leave. So,
Michael, let's go ahead and mention the website here since we're talking about that for the rest of the show.
Website is TalkingTractors.com. It's still evolving. It's been up for about a month or so. My daughter has been a great help to me in getting it designed and put on. And as I said, it's still evolving now. I have plans to add some more pages and, oh, all sorts of things from contests to stories themselves. I mean, the interesting part of the whole website is, again, it's only been up for a month. I've had people reach out to me about, one, the resource page that I have on the site. Just about a week or so ago, I had a gentleman reach out to me and say, thank you so much for including me on your website. He restores antique tractors. And again, a lot of this information I had from back in 2008, and I went back through my files and refreshed all that, but also added new. And so he was just immensely kind to me about adding a link to his page and what he does. And so, but then in addition to that, I've had two or three people call me and say, hey, I've got so-and-so antique tractors. I'm looking to sell them, or I'm looking for parts. And it's like, this is where it all began back in 2008. I had my own tractors. I was looking to find where I could get parts for them. And I was the very same individual. I was calling people that I found online and said, hey, I'm looking for this. Can you help me? And that led to the original development of the website. And here it is again. And it's right back 2008 again. So it's a great feeling.
Michael, you've mentioned different parts. Michael, you've mentioned different aspects and different parts of the website. What would you say is the overarching goal of the website?
A family's a large part of it. Again, going back to the Red Power Roundup, my father-in-law and I, we met all sorts of individuals, and it was like they were our next door neighbor. We shared great conversations with them. And that's what farming and that's what antique tractors are all about. It's the stories. And as I said, the people that have been calling, I think that's more than anything what it's about. It's just about that feeling. I can't really describe it. Like I said, growing up watching Roger Welch, I mean, he had a mannerism. It was just honesty, pure country, neighborly mannerisms. And that's what I want to achieve with this website. It's just a community of family, those that, even if you don't know anything about tractors, it's the camaraderie. It's bringing people together, really, just for you're sharing some insight and just the same type of passion that I have for antique tractors.
Yeah, Michael, I totally agree. I think a lot of people would. It is really a neat website as I peruse through here while you're talking. Do you plan to continue to go to Antique Tractor Power shows and events and add more pictures to your website?
Yeah, like I say, for a month, I wanted to get something up on the website. Yeah. And so I've been adding pages. And I'll literally sit here in the evening and start thinking of things. And 2 minutes later, I'm over at the PC starting to get some pages developed and send them off to my daughter to add. So yeah, most definitely. I mean, just kind of to share with you how this impacts me, we'll be driving down the highway and I'll see a tractor in a field. And it's like, well, I got to pull over and stop and take a picture of it, which is, again, another story in itself. I did that over July 4th. I found an antique Spirit of 76 tractor. I stopped immediately on the highway, pulled over, turned around, took a picture of it, which led to it being in Heritage Iron Magazine's calendar. And then that led to a story in High Plains Journal. And that led to my going out to the actual owner's farm and seeing the tractor, talking with him about the tractor, all from just driving down the highway and seeing a tractor that I thought was really neat, took a picture of. That's what's just so amazing about all of this.
So the owner didn't know that you had taken that picture?
No, he did not know I had taken the picture. In fact, I got another note from him here. Actually, when I went out to have the picture of his house, I thanked him for it and all that, wrote him an email afterwards. And he wrote me back and he said, you know, Michael, he said, this is just the oddest thing. He said, my son parked that tractor where he did on the highway. And I told him not to park it there. And he said, and look what happened as a result of that. All of this, he says, just amazing. So great story.
Well, much like you, tractors, cars, the things that people collect and are passionate about, there's so much sentimental value. So, and this is probably already in your mind, but things like that, sharing not just the actual tractor and its value, but the sentimental, the stories behind it that brought that, the people side of that, I'm sure would be very attractive for me anyway. That would help me to connect.
Yeah. And that's what I'm trying to do right now the website is taking on one shape and I think it's going to evolve. That's my plan anyways. A lot of it is just to kind of refresh people with my background, who I am, the history of it all. And I want that to evolve further now into the actual stories. Like I say, I continue to get emails, phone calls, people saying, in fact, very early in my career, when I worked at an ad agency in Wichita, Kansas, I worked with a designer. He emailed me this week and said, hey, this friend of mine from high school, and now we're both granted in our 50s, 60s, said, wrote me and is selling his tractor. And he said, it's got a very unique story to it. He said, you got to call him and talk to him. So it's things like that. And it's just stories and everybody can relate to it. Honestly, it's just difficult to describe. It's a great passion that brings out stories of family, tractors that have been with families for years on end. And like everyone has a story.
Yeah. And what I also like about what you're doing is it doesn't just bring back memories and legacy and the connections that you had and childhood memories too. Yeah. But as our new generation comes along, I mean, you're helping to educate them and show them things that they may not otherwise see.
Yeah, absolutely. I guess another interesting point was, so when I started the website here about a month ago, I included some history and I reached out to former Missouri Governor Jay Nixon and said, hey, I'm starting this website and I just wanted to let you know that I was including what you did for me. And he wrote me back. He's now working for an attorney firm in Missouri. And he said, you know, Michael, he said, history is an important thing. And that's not the exact quote, but it was close to that. And it's like, wow, even today, I mean, he was governor back in 2008. it's just as important to him as it is to me. So it was nice to get a note back from him as well.
I like your quote on your website here, and you've already paraphrased this, but the very last sentence is, they create friendships that span fields near and far in memories that last one's lifetime.
They
And
do.
you already talked about the Red Power Roundup. I mean, and you and I have interviewed on that before, but
Sure.
just the new connections that you got from that. And that's just one show.
That's just one show. Yeah. The new connections, they continue. I like to photograph while I'm out driving around, not just tractors, but just different fields and scenes. And we were in a small town here recently over Thanksgiving, I think it was, or this past fall. And I took a city photo of a small town in Kansas and shared that with a small town big deal, which led to them sharing that on their social media, which then led to a honest friendship with Rodney Miller, the host of that show, who has Farmall tractors. I think he shared with me, we talked just about a week ago again, his collection, but it's that friendship. It's like, again, it goes back to everybody has a story. Everybody has a tractor. And now a newfound friendship. He's on my website. I've included him on a page, but like I say, that's why I did the website. Honestly, it's the friendships, it's camaraderie that it brings out amongst people.
Michael, I met you on LinkedIn. That's how we first got acquainted and got in touch with each other. And I have since interviewed you and gotten to know you better. And I would say that is one strength you have is developing and nurturing friendships, because you and I are friends as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Very much so. And because of you as well, that people are reaching out in our prior interviews that we've had and shared and conversations that people are listening to and hearing about. And again, it's just a wonderful thing.
Probably like your mind works. Mine works the same way. I'm envisioning there's so many directions a website can go and eventually might go. But do you envision like allowing people to send in their own pictures and stories? And
they already are. Yeah, absolutely.
They already are.
They already are. I've gotten several emails with pictures of tractors that people have and said, hey, you want to put this on your website? And so, yeah, that's where I wanted to go, because that's the stories. It's not about my story. The website right now is, but again, the involvement as I grow this is to really talk about others and their stories and what's their passion. What is it about antique tractors that really evokes them to feel the way they do about their equipment and where they've been and what their tractors have done. So,
yeah, that's great. I love that. You had mentioned your resources page. So I'm actually looking at it right now as we are speaking. You have a lot of information on there for people who are not only modern tractor enthusiasts, but of course, antique tractor enthusiasts. You have forums on there, associations, where to get parts, videos. I mean, there is a lot on here, Michael.
There's a lot of information. And a lot of that, like I say, I literally went back to every one of those pages from my notes from when I had my website back in 2008, one, to make sure that everything was all still current. And then I started adding new that I found as I was doing those searches. And again, all this stems back because I was trying to restore some tractors of my own. And it was helpful. And as we talked earlier, I was reaching out to people just like they are to me now, saying, where can I find this? Who can I contact about this? And so that's a helpful page. I also had back in 2008, a classified section on my website. And I've been thinking about that as well, but there are enough sites right now that really do that and offer that probably more so and better than I can do. So I'm not certain that's a direction I go. My whole thought process is just really focus on the stories.
You know, Michael, I think you're right on track there. And people really do want to know the story. They want to know the stories behind tractors, behind the food we eat, the whiskey we drink. People want to connect with people. And this is exactly what you're doing.
Yep, that's where I'm hoping to take the website. Like I say, right now, it's just to kind of get that going and started. So,
Michael, what other questions are you getting on the website and what you're trying to do on the website?
Oh, gee, I think a lot of it is just what's the direction. And more than anything right now, it's just people are actually finding the site again and reaching out and saying, hey, this is great. I mean, another item on my website, there's a quote at the bottom of last page, right before the contact me page, from a video firm who found my site, and they provided a wonderful quote at the bottom, and it related to them from dairy farming, from her background. And this is an individual I didn't know, still don't know to date, but they saw the site and they went through the site and said it was relatable and they made the connection. And so it's more things like that that I want to bring about.
Michael, the quote actually sums up our conversation as well so far, and here's what the quote says. There is so much untold history and dedication that we find so beautiful, and that's exactly what you're doing, Michael.
And that's what I want to continue to do, honestly. That's the direction of this site. You don't even have to have a tractor, but you can make the connection. Maybe your grandfather did. Maybe your dad did. Like I say, it brings out those stories. And, you know, long term, maybe it evolves into something even greater than a website, something where there is a video show online where people are interviewed about the stories of their tractors. And I know there are some of those out there right now, but taking that one step even further.
I love your creativity. That would be such a great idea. Yeah. To actually hear those stories. You know, another thing I'm thinking about too is, as you're growing up, those of us from the rural communities and maybe even some urban areas, but when you're growing up, you see tractors in people's yards, or maybe they have it out at the end of the field for showcase, or maybe they decorate it at Christmas or the holidays and you see it and you're like, oh, whatever. But as you get older, you're like, oh, wow. That is really neat. Like, your appreciation grows over the years, don't
you think?
Absolutely.
It does immensely. And it continues. Like I say, anytime I see one, there's towns just within here in Kansas. I think I shared the story with you prior, but on our way up to Red Power Roundup, we took the back roads. We didn't just stay on the interstate and drive from Kansas to Nebraska. So we could see the countryside of my father-in-law, and he's in his 70s. But it's amazing the number of tractors that were parked out in the fields next to the road. Parked there, and they're parked there for a reason. They're proud of those. There's a story behind each of those. I used to live in Minnesota, my wife and I did, in daughter for 5 years. And we would drive home the very same way, drive home to Kansas, because that's where our parents are at. And the same thing occurred all the way from Minnesota back home to Kansas. You can drive any countryside, drive any gravel road, and just look, and you'll find the same thing. It doesn't have to be a tractor show that's going on, but those farmers park their equipment out by the roadside because, again, they're proud of that equipment, and they're proud of the stories that, you know, maybe it's been with their family for the entire life of that tractor. And so, yeah, it's special.
And I have an immense respect for people who do refurbish old tractors. My husband has done that, and I know that this is no easy feat to do that.
Right.
It is a challenge. So people should be proud.
My next goal, in addition to the website, is I'm in my 50s, late 50s. My wife and I are planning to, at some point here, retire to the country, and my tractor will be parked out at the end of the road for others to see. That's my vision, and that's where I'm going with my own life.
But you don't have that tractor yet, right?
I don't. People even keep asking me, hey, I've got a tractor. Would you like this? So I've got a whole volume of tractors that I've been looking at. So
I was just going to ask you if you had your eyeball on anything in particular. So you're still seeing your options.
The nicest thing about this is my second tractor that I purchased was a 1940. I've got it written down here. 42 Farm All H. And I bought it up in Iowa. And the farm couple that I bought it from have offered to me countless times. They said, when you're ready, we've got your tractor for you. And I was going to buy it when I bought my second one. And I, at that time, didn't, but I know where my tractor purchase will come from, at least initially. So it'll come from Iowa.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah. It is so fun to talk to you, and I'm impressed and I'm proud of you. I mean, you have been working on this for a long time, and there's so many things that are great about this. So many things.
Well, likewise. And I can't thank you enough. I mean, here again, I was on LinkedIn looking for my vision of where I wanted this to go. And we didn't know each other. I reached out, you reached out, and here we are today talking about tractors. So.
And we're going to do it again as we follow the progress of your website. And hopefully you and I will cross paths in person one day.
Absolutely. That'd be wonderful. Talk more tractors.
Michael, as we near the end of the show, once again, what is the website?
The website is talkingtractors.com.
Is there anything else you would like to add here today?
If you haven't sensed, this is truly a passion. I'm sitting in my home office, and I'm a big Kansas Jayhawk fan, but literally three walls of my home office are covered in tiny tractors, little Ertl tractors. It's just, when you sit on a tractor and you just drive it, it's just a feeling that everything's right in the world. And that's how it is to me. And that's why this website is such a joy and a passion to put together for me.
What a fun show this has been today. And Michael, it has been such a pleasure talking to you and getting to know you even more. Once again, thank you to my guest, Michael Hinton, founder and creator of the TalkingTractors.com website. And thank you, everyone, for listening. For Successful Farming, I'm Lori Boyer.